So from today until Monday night, there will be over 2,500 Gardaí involved in checkpoints or high visibility patrolling to make sure people stick to the COVID-19 travel restrictions. The operation started today and will run until Monday night. The Garda Commissioner was speaking in Selbridge as he launched Operation Fonacht. Drew Harris said that Gardaí had noticed people not adhering to the health restrictions in recent days.
Well, what we're seeing is that the discipline required to live by this medical advice is starting to slip a little. We're seeing things like people exercising more than 2 kilometres from their home. We're seeing people moving for non-essential reasons, and we're also seeing house parties. So these are areas where we feel we may need the regulations in terms of enforcing the restrictions that are in place.
And he outlined the operation that will be in place this weekend.
There will be checkpoints throughout the country, over 50 checkpoints throughout the country. There won't be many on the motorways, but the motorways are obviously part of arterial routes and an area that we will have to keep observation on and a check on. But this is a big operation which spreads right across the country, and it's in place to deter travel which is not essential.
Commissioner Harris also addressed the issue of people going to their holiday homes.
Well, the regulations make it clear that your home is a place of residence, but if you have temporary residence somewhere else, that also is a place of residence. So if you're at your holiday home now, you need to stay there. That is now your place of residence. If you're thinking of travelling there, don't. That is not an essential journey. So if you have travelled for your holiday home now, that's where you are. That's your place of residence, and that'll be regarded as where you should be. But I can reiterate, a journey to a holiday home is not an essential journey. We will be able to turn you back.
The Commissioner was also asked whether people could deliver Easter eggs to their loved ones this season.
Well, regrettably not. The regulations would not include that as an essential journey. An essential journey may be going to visit a family member where there's a critical need, but regrettably delivering Easter eggs is not a critical need, and people should realise that is not an essential journey. And if you're stopped, you will be turned back and asked to return to your place of residence.
That's the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris speaking a little earlier. Well, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more on this now. So what can you tell us, Paul, about the nature of this policing operation? How strict are the Gardaí going to be in the coming days?
Well, Claire, what they're stressing is that they police by consent, and that therefore that their policy all along on this one has been that they engage and they encourage. So if you're going to be stopped by a Garda, you'd be asked your name and address, you'd be asked where you're going, what the purpose of your journey is, and if it's not essential and if you're outside the 2 kilometre zone and you're not exercising, you're going to be sent back home. Now, what's different this time is that up to now the Gardaí have been asking people to go home, but what they have found is with the good weather and with the Easter holidays coming up that there has been, as the Commissioner put it, slippage, that people are going out, they are flouting the regulations, they're getting more relaxed about the whole thing. So really they need teeth, and they now have the teeth. The legislation is in place, and it's quite strict when you read it. Is quite draconian, and that's perhaps the reason why the government only brought it in for 5 days. I mean, the regulations state quite clearly that a person shall not leave their home without a reasonable excuse, and those include, there's a list of 17 legal, medical and family obligations, accessing an essential service such as food or fuel, and exercise within 2 kilometres of home, and that's it. Otherwise